The state treasurer, Tim Pallas's website was hacked. For a very brief time, the website was taken over by Tunisian hackers who put an appeal up to stop killing people in Syria. It's quite an amazing event to happen. And why would they target a state politician? Still Gerrion is a writer and commentator on cybersecurity and joins us now to talk about just exactly how this can happen. Welcome to Drive.
Good afternoon, Warwick.
How can this happen?
Very easily, unfortunately. It's something that happens all the time on the internet. The only reason this is blipping up in the news today is that someone with a high public profile had their website added to the list of defaced websites for this propaganda campaign. There were probably hundreds, if not thousands, of sites similarly hit.
So you don't think this was an attack particularly targeted at the Treasurer?
Not at all. And in fact, I did a bit of a looking around this afternoon and saw that the same message had been put up on websites all over the world. I don't know the exact numbers. I don't think anyone could tell us the exact numbers. But this is quite a common occurrence, this scattergun approach of attacks. It's not like they've gone after websites with a sniper to pick out particular targets. It's like they've gone, you know, with a shotgun into a crowded place and fired off in all directions, and it's purely by chance that the Treasurer's website is one of those that was vulnerable.
So how can this actually happen to a government or a political member's own website? Shouldn't they have some defences against this sort of thing?
Well, it depends on a cost-benefit analysis of how much you want to spend on that kind of defence. And it's worth saying here, this isn't the Treasury website. It isn't any official government website at all. This is the member's party website. So it's purely informational. It's a bit like the rack of brochures in the foyer of the bank rather than the tellers with their access to the actual banking system. So, yes, obviously there was a problem. That's how the hackers managed to deface the website, that there was some software not updated that should have been and so on and so forth. But, you know, they shouldn't have done that. They should have kept it up to date. They didn't. That's a bit of an error, but they fixed it pretty quickly. So that does tell me that their team was reasonably quick on the job there. To sort of characterise this again as some sort of targeted and cyber attack and this, that and the other, this is kind of the hacking equivalent of walking down the street and spray painting your slogan on every billboard as you go past. It's not that big a deal.
So do you think the Treasurer should be embarrassed about this at all, or is this just something that happens when you are the owner of a website?
I think it's the answer to that is yes to both. He should be embarrassed because as a member of Cabinet, he should be, and particularly as Treasurer, he should be setting an example to businesses throughout Victoria and the rest of the world. Should he be that embarrassed? Well, no, he slipped and got something wrong. It's always worth remembering that if you're defending against the attackers, you have to think about every possible way they might get in and make sure you've dotted every I and crossed every T. The attackers only need to find the one thing you've forgotten to do, and they have automated tools to do that. As I say, they're scanning the internet for websites in Australia that have vulnerabilities, and they can run through tens of thousands of websites in an hour and end up compromising several hundred of them in the process. It's almost like they download the software, press a button and sit back and wait.
Well, Stilgherrion, thanks very much for your time.
No worries, Warwick.
That's writer and commentator on cybersecurity, Stilgherrion, talking to us there about the Treasurer, Tim Pallas. His website was hacked with some different messages put up in its place.